This is Painting on Glass, the Marcus Sozel podcast in English language. Listen to the stories and reflections of a singer-songwriter and author.
Hold on, take me back. Hold on and take me back. It's like painting on glass. Leave a note on your door. Tell me what you're looking for. It's like painting on glass.
This is episode 46 of Painting on Glass. Framed, finding a name for the song that named an album.
She's a princess, from this title I can tell. Such a beauty, in black and white portrayed.
Welcome back to this podcast. You're so welcome, I can't tell you. It's so nice having you with me right on this podcast because I love to share my thoughts and mingle them with yours. And after 3.7K downloads and streams, oh Lord, I know that you do. Wherever you listen to this show, it's a pleasure to have you right in here.
She used to rock and roll. She used to ride the streets at night. And all so wonderful is the magic in her eyes. Paper kept her name, but prayed and prayed.
Maybe you're a musician who tries hard to write the songs of your life. Or maybe you're an author who has to believe in yourself because no one else does the way you do. That's all right. And it's so good that you keep on going all the way. On and on.
And she's a woman. That's what she's most of all. And just like anyone, sometimes heaven for a fall.
But no matter who you are, and no matter what you do, at a certain point you'll be driven to name things. After creating something, you gotta give it a name. And that is not always easy. And that is what this episode will be about in the minutes to follow. In this case, the song Framed, which I've taken from my current album with the same name, it was an old photography, way back from the midst of the last century. The book in which I found it did not say exactly when it had been taken. But it had an impression. No, it had an impact on me.
Her eyes are open wide for all the things to see, and they portrayed her mind so beautiful and free. It's what they seem to me. That's what it says to me.
She's sitting on a chair on this picture. Black hair and a dark dress that suits her more than just fine. Eyes that seem pitch black, but of course I'm not. They're just beautiful. Because the photography is in black and white and it shows more of the character of this person than colors could ever do. Maybe black and white images are always that way. I would have to ask an art specialist in this case. But I felt it that way, and I had to write the song that appeared in front of my eyes the minute I looked at that picture.
Music.
Maybe giving a name to something you've created is like a spark of light that comes to start a fire. The moment it lights up the whole thing in the purest bright you could ever imagine, then it feels right. No, then it is right. In the case of this song, the name Framed felt right because this image kept this one moment of this beautiful lady in the most delicate way. It kept a bit of her sadness, like an aura all around her. It kept her pride. The moment this shot was taken, and it showed all the fragility everyone bears when being photographed. You see, that was the spark I was talking about, and I hope you can see now in your mind what this portrait could be like, taken someday long ago.
She used to rock and roll. She used to ride the streets at night. And all so wonderful is the magic in her eyes. The paper kept her name, portrayed and framed.
And now we're standing right at the place when thinking about songwriting in general. Oh Lord, I discovered this old picture in a collection about the early travels in Egypt. The beginning of tourism inside the ancient buildings, which were also a foundation to our modern culture, same as the Mesopotamian and the Greek cultures were. But the thing is that I'm able to share this emotion, yeah, these emotions, with you good people. And that is wonderful, and Lord, you may bet, I'm so grateful to be able to do so. I really am, you know.
A faded picture from long ago and more. It still shines along from ages side, oh no. Must have made it right. Just in time they took the shot. With all the things in mind, she must have seen it all. Paper kept it all, right there after all.
Well, next time you're about to name something you finished, you may think about the spark that could light up the whole thing in the most eloquent way, the most effective way. It might help you. You can also use your notes you've taken to use one of them for a new product, of course. This may also work. But right inside this podcast, I keep on talking about the ways I do, ways that might be helpful for you because you've never reflected on them until now. But as I said, it might be a hub, and you always choose to go your own way, that is, and will always be essential to the work you do. And that's about it for today's episode. We're just about to reach the end of it. I hope you enjoyed this one and the song, which filled the spaces in between. It was taken from the 2022 album Framed, and it's called Framed, just the same. You'll find my music on many of the major music outlets on the internet. Just have a look yourself on your favorite spot. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram under the name at Marcus Sozel Official. It's one word. Just have a look. I'll be glad to share this space with you. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating or review because it'll help others to find it. Thank you so much.
Let the sun shine on through. It's all you need to do. When painting on glass, lay down what you hope to find. All the things you left behind, that's painting on glass.
We'll meet here in a few episodes to come, if you want to. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.